Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
You learn through your life who you can trust and who you can't trust. And Katie is right in the thick of this right now.
Into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it. Into the thick of it.
Oh. It's so catchy.
You know what it is?
I'm way too Caucasian for that joke, I think.
I don't have
no,
what is it?
No,
can't be that, brother.
What is it? I just joined in.
It's
into the thick of it.
It's from the, what is it? Is it the Backyardigans? Or
I thought it was a TikTok sound.
It is a TikTok sound.
But it's originally from a children's show.
And Backyardigans. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't pick up on that.
Anywho, I'm starting to learn that I cannot trust most friends. Basically.
That's I could have told you that one.
So Mo and I, we have a mutual friend. However, I have never like hung out with him 101 without Mo. Like typically we hang out, it's like the gang getting together for the weekend and we're just all together, right? And I know he has energy, but I just never knew how much energy. Mm-hmm. And I thought that maybe because he's a little bit older than me, he wouldn't have the same energy I would have, which means that when it's time to go home, he knows when it's time to go home. But I learned the hard way that that is not true.
Oh, Abby can help you here. Isn't it your mom that always out-parties you?
Oh, my gosh. My mom is always out to like 2, 3 a.m. And I'm like, it's 11:30. Normally, I'm in bed by now.
So this particular night was on a school night, which was my first mistake. It was after Mo and I recorded the podcast. And we were like, yo, let's, you know, keep the party going. So we keep the party going. He's a part of this. We're having fun. Mo's like, tomorrow's Friday. Okay, I need to go to work and go to sleep. And I'm like, you're right. I should be doing the same.
And what stopped you?
Your friend.
See, I knew better. You saw me. Yep, y'all have fun.
So there was no free will, right?
You're not willing to take accountability for your own actions or choices?
No.
Just making sure. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, yes. I could have gone home. Right. I could have been like, you know what? I'm going to follow suit like Mo and call it a night.
Yeah, but once you get caught up, I'm with you on this, man. Especially when I was your age. Once you get caught up in it, there's this gravitational pull. It's impossible to get out of.
It is. And then you just start to think, do I really just want to live the boring life, or do I want to live each day like it's my last?
Oma.
YOLO, right? And so that's what I did. So, so we left Mo, and we decided to go out. So we go out, we get some food, we're having a good time, we're partying. This woman that he's dating comes, and she's partying with us, and so now it's like a real party. I'm like, yeah, keep the party going. It is now approaching probably about, I would say, almost midnight.
Okay, and you got to be in here at what time?
I get here at 5:30.
Okay. You have plenty of time to recover. You're young. Yeah.
Plenty of time. And so we're still partying, and where we are, we're like in the city. I do not live in the city. I live a nice distance away. And so as we're winding down, he's like, you know what, Katie, don't worry about making that drive. I know you still have to go to work in the morning. How about you just stay at my place? Because I'm really like right up the street. Like, it's going to be a short drive. It's easy. I'm like, all right, cool. So we get back to his place.
That's another point in your night where you had to make a decision and you chose the wrong one. So I'm just counting notes over
Or
here.
The right one.
We'll see.
It was close. That was easier.
Okay.
I had clothes in my trunk. Yep. You know, I always come with backup pair of outfits. So then we get to his place. The party's still going. Even the woman that he's dating, she comes too. And this is where I made another mistake. Oh, now I can admit it. He's a DJ. So he pulls out his turntables.
Oh,
he's
like, let's go.
Let's get some shots, y'all. Yeah,
it's what time now of the night?
Okay, so now we're pushing like 1.
Okay.
Yeah, we're like 1 a.m. And he's like, let's get some shots. And he's playing music. Now, mind you, it's only like three of us in his house.
That man pulled turntables out for two. He don't care.
And it sounds like a rave. We're in the kitchen just taking shots, right? He has the turntables. The music is so loud, we can barely hear each other speak, right? So we're yelling at each other like, yeah, it's such a great time. Dinner was great. Like, that's what it sounds like in his house. Three people, y'all. Three people. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go to sleep. So 20 minutes after this partying, I'm like, all right, guys, good night. I'm going to the guest bedroom, calling it a night, right? I'm going to sleep. But he still has music going. But he's downstairs, so I'm like, okay. The rave music's going to go. I'm just going to have to go to sleep.
Once again, this is what time now?
It's now approaching 1:30 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just like, all right, cool. It's fine. I set my alarm, and I try to go to sleep. And as I'm going to sleep, I start to dream. And I dream that I'm like at an EDM concert.
Ooh.
And it's like,
backyard again.
I'm like, this is crazy. And then I hear that startling iPhone alarm, right? I wake up, but I wake up and I still hear rave music. I'm like, oh, what?
No way.
And I'm like, wait, is he still playing music at 5 a.m.?
Now, if I'm doing the math right, there's only two left.
Yeah.
And he's still rocking the music.
Or maybe
it's
there's
probably just
one.
Yeah, right? At this point, it's just him.
So the music is still loud, and I'm upstairs. I'm like, what is going on? Are they still up? What, did they never go to sleep? So I just like, you know what, Katie, just get ready and go to work. I come downstairs. No one is downstairs.
He just left the turntables.
He just left the music going. All night. So much so that it invaded my dream.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.